Welcome to the Power of Your Story Virtual Summit. We are so excited to welcome you on this journey to amplify your impact, skyrocket your business, and change lives through the power of your unique story. Be sure to listen to the daily prayer along with the speaker sessions and participate in the daily challenge to receive not just inspiring information, but to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And don't forget to download the free gifts provided by each speaker, which is an opportunity to go deeper on what they shared. Enjoy this session of the Power of Your Story Virtual Summit. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Power of Your Story Summit. Excited to introduce our next guest speaker. It is Jeanette Peterson. Jeanette Peterson is someone that I've known, actually, it feels like for a minute now, right, Jeanette?
Yeah.
We've known each other. We were just talking about before we hit the record button that we know a lot of the same people, the same circles. So I definitely see all the amazing work that she's doing in the marketplace. So I'm excited to have her as a speaker for the summit today. So let me share a little bit about Jeanette Peterson. Jeanette is a prophetic kingdom strategist and the founder of Unapologetically Unstoppable, a movement that helps visionary women align with their divine assignments and build legacy-driven businesses rooted in obedience, not ambition. Love that. After a successful career in the military-level cybersecurity and corporate strategy, Jeanette left it all behind to say yes to the call. Now she equips spirit-led women to turn their businesses into weapons, their voices into movements, and their lives into legacy. Jeanette speaks with a fire that cuts through confusion and calls women back to clarity, conviction, and kingdom order. She isn't just inspirational, she's instructional, helping women dismantle fear, silence shame, and walk boldly into their God-given authority. From boardrooms to prayer rooms, she helps women stop building for God and start building with Him. Love that. Welcome to the summit, Jeanette.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here.
Yes, and I'm excited to have you here as a guest speaker. So I've been starting every session off with a fun fact. So I feel that's always a fun fact or an interesting thing about the speaker is something that people can resonate with, can connect with. So I'd love for you to share a fun fact that we didn't hear about in your bio about Jeanette. What would that fun fact or interesting thing be?
A fun fact would be lived in the same house my entire life until I turned 21 and joined the military. And then I probably moved about 21 times.
Wow.
And I'm also a homeschool mom.
Okay. I love that. So you moved from 21 years of stability to 21 years of being all over the place. So that's completely
chaos.
Different. Exactly. No. I love that. I love that. So as you know, Jeanette, this summit is all about the power of your story. Everyone has a story, and everyone's story is actually powerful. But I'd love to hear your thoughts on why you feel that someone's story is powerful. Why should we even have a summit about this, the power of your story?
I think that your story, right? Your story is more than just a thing that you talk about. It's more than just like you glorifying you. Your story is a weapon, and it's a weapon to break down the enemy. And it's all about like my testimony and what I have been able to overcome, not by myself, but because of the blood of the Lamb, that will lift other people's up, right? Like sometimes we need to borrow other people's faith. Sometimes it's like, well, I'm in this hole, this pit, this whatever, and I could never be used by God. But really, your testimony is part of your warfare. It's part of the thing that you can do because of what He's already done, right?
Exactly.
And I just love that our testimony does not have to be our what's the right word? Our prison or our like final steps or nails in the coffin, right?
Right.
I feel like I've lived 1,000 lives. When I was a teenager, like I used to do drugs and like I was in the military for a season. I've been sexually assaulted, but every single one of those things. My dad went to jail when I was a teenager. Like all of these things could have stopped me from being used by God. I could have let the enemy say, I'm so far off, I cannot be used by God. But really, all those experiences make me more of somebody that somebody can listen to because they can see themselves in my story. They can see how, okay, well, if she has done this thing, or if she was in this process, or if this has happened to her, and this is how she is now, she's no longer those pe person, that person. She has changed and transformed. Maybe God can transform me too.
Yeah,
Maybe
it
God
gives.
can do this work too.
Yeah, it definitely gives people hope. Yeah, I love that. And I love how you just throw those things out there, like sexually assaulted, your dad went to jail. Like it's nothing. Like sometimes I feel that people have a little bit of scare or fear around being vulnerable, scare or fear about those deep, dark secrets, right? Because everything that you just easily threw out there, I think that people would find hard to talk about, right? So I feel led to really go a little bit deeper as to how you can easily just say, hey, I did drugs. I was sexually abused. My dad was in jail. And it's just like you're saying, hey, today it's blue and tomorrow's red. There's no, like, at least for the way it appears to me, there's no level of shame or guilt or anything attached to it. And I'm sure there's other people out there that have been through exactly the same thing, but they can't as easily throw those things out in the public. So what makes you so easy to say these things that you've been through, without being worried or concerned or of people's thoughts on these things?
At first I was, right? At first I didn't even want to tell my friends, like at the moment, that my dad went to jail. I thought that it'd be easier if I told them that he died because that was easier to talk about than jail. How dare my dad go to jail? Like that is embarrassing. But then I was like, that has nothing to do with me. I didn't make him go to jail. I didn't do any of those things. It's all about my identity. My identity. And I'm not, my identity is not my dad going to jail. My identity is not, I am a victim. My identity is not those things. My identity is I'm a child of God. So I can say those things happened to me. And don't get me wrong, don't hear me like I woke up one day and this was all great, right? That didn't happen. It was like, okay, now I need to, I started in therapy. I went to inner healers. I went to deliverance ministry. I did all these things with Jesus to have the Holy Spirit actually heal my heart. And remind him, like remind me of who he says that I am. And like really like owning that part of my identity instead of letting these other things be my identity. Because that's what the devil wants, right? That's what he wants. He wants us to stay muted and silent because if I was still silenced, I wouldn't be able to activate kingdom warriors. I wouldn't be able to activate people into their calling. And I know that that's what God has called me to do. So I have to do that. And I can't be ashamed of the past. I am a new creation. That's what God says. So I need to walk in that. And the judgment I fear from other people means that I care more about what people say than what God says. And I
So
can't live
true.
in that. So I have to be more
Absolutely.
fearful of him than I am of these people around here.
Exactly. So well said. I love that. And I love that you said testimony. Like, I think you're the first speaker so far that says testimony versus story, because our story is our testimony, right? But when you say testimony, it makes me think of that scripture verse that says we overcome by the blood of the lamb and the power of our testimony, right? So if we replace power of your story, the power of your testimony, the Bible is telling us why our story is so important, because that's how we overcome. That's how other people overcome, the blood of the lamb, but also the power of your testimony, the power of your story. So I love that. So in this particular session, we're talking about actually sharing your story. We have different categories, the art of storytelling, monetizing your story, but this is more about sharing your story. So based on what we've already shared so far, why do you think it's important to now share your story? You can acknowledge it. You can actually even be comfortable with the shameful parts. You could have done the inner work like you've talked about, so you're not shameful about those inner those stories. But why now share it? Why make it public? Let's talk about the importance of sharing your story.
I think now, because it can break others free, it's not just about me anymore. It's about the ripple effect of what my story means to be now a kingdom citizen, to be somebody who is working for God, somebody who knows God very well. But it's proof of his victory, right? And I'm saying, like, he has done these things. I'm not saying, like, I went through therapy and I was so great. No, therapy was good, right? But when I was he doing the inner healing with the Holy Spirit, that was a whole new level, right? And so when I tell my story, it helps other people know that there is freedom. You don't have to just be okay with being sad every day. That is not something that you have to walk through. There's actual healing. It's not just complacency with what's happening. And like when we are talking about our story, and you see the authority that I carry, it is not mine. You already know that I am a sinner just like everybody else. I've done the bad things. The bad things have happened to me. But you also see that I'm not letting that hold me down. And so when my story is out for other people, they can hold on to a piece of who I am and be like, okay, if she can do it, I can do it. If she came from that, I can do it. If it looks easy for her because she's gone through some things, and some people will just look at you and be like, oh, you've never been through anything. You don't even know. But I'm telling you, no, I've been through those things. I've been on the floor where I couldn't get up because I was so riddled with and attacked by depression, right? But God. And so when I tell you my story, you're looking at me like, okay, maybe I don't have to suffer in silence. Maybe I can tell somebody. Maybe I can talk to her and she can show me what she did. So that way I can be more on, I can live like her. Like I can see the joy in her. I can live with the joy. I can live with the Holy Spirit leading me. I can do those things. Because that silence, if we keep our if it keep it closed, those chains of bondage are not what God wants us to live in. He doesn't want us to live in the silence. He doesn't want us to live in the lack. He wants us to live in the abundance and the overflow. But if we keep our story silent, there's still a part of us that is like a root of bitterness that can grow, and it's keeping your heart. And unless you let it go and forgive and move on, then you can't let it go. So that's why we have to tell our story. We have to tell our story so we can be free. It's not for anybody else, it's for us, really.
Yeah, a lot of times it is about freeing ourselves from that shame, or freeing ourselves from what we think we're attached to in that story. So I love that freedom part of telling your story and not being silenced, right? Do not it, actually, when you were speaking, it reminds me of another scripture verse where it was bearing your talents, right? So though that particular servant that buried his talents was being silent, right? He wasn't sharing it while the other ones were sharing. And in sharing, they had the ripple effect or the multiplication, right? So that's why it's a good analogy or a good story to compare sharing your story with, because God desires for us to multiply, to have that ripple effect, to have that impact. And so knowing when we don't share our stories, we're burying that impact, we're burying that opportunity to create that ripple effect when we're silent versus we're sharing. So I love that. So your topic today is your story is a weapon, wield it or waste it. And I see what that word weapon being used a lot. When we had your bio, it had a weapon. And I was thinking to myself, I wonder if it's the military background,
I think so.
So I'd love for you to share a little bit more about your story is a weapon, wield it or waste it.
I think that like when we talk about weapons, right? Like even when we put on the armor of God, we are getting the sword, right? So I think that like part of that is using whatever we have, right? God gives us all good gifts. He gives us everything that we have ever needed. He gives us more than we have ever needed. And he's a good giving father, which is also a weapon to dismantle, I was about to say the enemy. But yes, the enemy's already been defeated, right? But like also anything that the enemy thinks he can have over you. Because sometimes we partner with the enemy's thoughts and let him take over us. But we have to remember that we have already been bought with a price. We are more than conquerors. We are doing the things that God has given to us. So because of that, our story can be a weapon. And I think it is because the military, where everything is weaponized with me. I think in like warfare and like all this stuff.
Yeah. And I always pull, it's like for me when I read things, I say, oh, she says this word a lot, or she wrote this word a lot. And for me, it's like the pattern that I think, okay, so this is actually something that's important to this person. So when I saw a weapon in your title, I was like, okay, yeah, weapon is something that she relates to or can convey really well. So yeah, it might be that military background for sure.
I think that when we talk about weapons, I don't know, like as women, it's like we're not supposed to have weapons. We're supposed to be soft and passive. We're supposed to be in the kitchen, yada yada yada, right? But like our words can also be weapons against the enemy. We're speaking life into people. So it doesn't necessarily have to be a sword, but speaking life into people, that's a weapon because the word is a weapon. That is our weapon. So like if we're reframing our story, because God uses every story for the good of those who love him, right? Romans 8:28. If we are going to take this negative story, this negative thing that's happened to us, rewire it to show God's glory through it and show people like using that as a weapon, our testimony as a weapon, then we can say, look, that happened to me, but you know what? This is what God did. You know what? That happened to me, but this is where God was in the entire thing. And that is weaponizing your whatever it is, because the enemy loves to have us being small and passive and all of those things. And maybe that's not your personality. You don't have to be outwardly, I don't know, bold like I am. We are called to be bold, but that doesn't mean that my bold is your bold, right? Those are that's it's a shade of boldness. But maybe you've been allowing people to say negative things about you or your children because you don't want to ruffle feathers. No, ma'am, we're going to speak truth on that. Like, oh, your kid is so silly, or he's just so rambunctious. No, my kid is a child of God. He is an energized person that loves Jesus, right? We're not going to say he's negative nothing, okay? And just rewiring those things, because we're not going to let people speak word curses over us or our family. And we're just going to reword all of those things because our words are weapons.
Yeah,
We're not going to let them take
definitely.
over. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think as you were speaking, I also got the visual where you said, you know, we're not all called to be the same way. We're not all called to be as bold or as loud, but God requires us to be light and salt, right? So we are all called based on scripture to be light and salt. And I got the visualization as you were speaking as examples of lights. Like you could be a torch light, right? Where you're very narrow and specific, but you draw light into dark corners. You could be a lamp in a room, right? So that side of the room is shining because you're standing there. You could be a ceiling light where you light up the whole room. So those are just three different examples of light in different form, but the purpose of it is to spotlight, to showcase, to eliminate the darkness. But the type of light is different, and how much light we get from a torch versus a lamp versus a ceiling light is different. So for some reason that just came to my head when you were talking about we're all different, and it may be different forms that we take on. And I thought about lights and different forms of light. So yeah, I love that. It's so true and so powerful. And I love that you talked about weapons, because it's true. My initial thought was a woman wielding a gun, right? It's like that doesn't seem like the initial picture of a woman with a weapon, like this toting a gun. But our words are weapons, our stories are weapons. So, yes, continue. Wield it or waste it. Share a little bit more.
So like if you, I feel like if you are in a place where you have the ability to lift somebody up and you don't, I feel like that's disobedience. Because sometimes God is like giving you these inklings, and it's not because you're trying to glorify you, because sometimes we think if I talk about this thing, I'm going to glorify me, or I'm going to glorify the thing, or I'm talking too much. Really, you have no idea what God is doing when he's asking you to share that story. He could be setting somebody else free through the words you're speaking. He could be allowing somebody to realize that they have been abused and they didn't even know it because they have never even seen it in that light. So our story is more than just something that we get to say or brag about. It has nothing to do with us. It has all to do with the legacy of God and like bringing him glory and showing other people what that could look like, that lifestyle. Because when we think about the kingdom, to me, like it's very, I don't know, mystical. Like, what is the kingdom of God? Like, what is that? Like, how do we even be a part of the kingdom of God? But really, it's being obedient to when you feel those inklings. It's being obedient to being like, okay, God, I think that I'm supposed to say this. I'm mostly talking to this shy introverted woman because, contrary to popular belief, I am that shy introverted woman who doesn't want
The
to
shy
tell people.
introverted woman with a
Amen. Yes.
weapon.
But like we can share those stories like in Bible study and get to that extreme, because maybe some old lady who's always loved Jesus is not realizing that she's being hurt, that her husband is not loving her well. And so it will give her the authority to pray for him in a different way because she now knows what is happening. She now knows what's wrong. So if we're waste, but we could just have her continue to be in bondage when we know we can free other people. So we can't waste our story. We can't waste those opportunities when God gives us those opportunities. Like, let's go say you go to the store and you just see this woman and you have no idea, but God is showing you her dress for some reason. And you just tell her how wonderful it is. Even that showing, like, you're just telling her what God sees. It's not about you saying something. It's not about you. It's about you repeating God's words that are in your head to this person and reminding her that she is a beautiful gift from God and that she is also his favorite and that she is a beauty and that her dress looks beautiful because God made the flowers just to be beautiful and she's just beautiful to be beautiful. So we're not wasting our words, our weapons for our own ego, for our own pride, because that to me is disobedience because we're letting our pride take over the direction from God. And we're just going to do that. I'm speaking whoever's listening to this summit right now that we are going to continue to use our words as weapons for God and continually bolster up other people so that way they have, when somebody tells you that you look good, you just sit up a little bit straighter. You just feel a little bit lighter. You just feel like, okay, thank you. Like, I didn't even know I looked good today. But you feel even better, even if you're just repeating the words that God is telling you to say. So do that, because if we
I
can
love
share
it.
his love, then that's what I mean. Isn't that the whole point?
Exactly. So true. Now you talk about wield it. What story have you been wielding? Like if we were to say, okay, your story is your weapon, wield it or waste it, what story would you say is that core story or main story that you've been wielding in this season or throughout your life? What was that story that you've been wielding?
Oh man, this is a good one. So this is like my all-in story with God was so like you said in the bio that I was a cybersecurity engineer for the military and then in corporate, and I was making really good money doing that because I mean it's a specialized nerd skill, like, and I had been doing it for the better part of 13 years. And so I was really good and I started in it before it was even called cybersecurity. So I knew exactly how it worked. I was trained by like the newest people. I was great at it. But I didn't love it, right? Like, I didn't really love it. I could tell that it was like for a season and that season had lifted. But I mean, I was making double what my husband was income was. So I was like, okay. So I felt like I still had a business. But I felt like I was moonlighting my business and I was like doing it and I was providing my own business with my own money rather than working on making money from my business and trusting God to bring me the provision. So in that season, I was like, okay, all right, God, can you bring me this so that way I can quit my job? Can you do this so I can quit my job? Because I want to quit my job for you. I'm going to do this for you, God. Like, just bring me the people, just bring me the stuff so I can quit my job. And I heard God say one day, I love you, daughter. I'm not bringing you anything until you trust me with the provision. So I was basically like, oh, I have to quit my job first, and then God will bring me the money. So that was a hard conversation to have with my husband and be like, hey, babe, we're going to decrease our income by two-thirds, and I'm doing it because God said so. So we're going to have to sell the house. We're going to have to like make some money moves. And I'm gonna let like all my like these high level certs for cybersecurity expire. I'm gonna let my military government clearance expire, which is really hard to get if you're a civilian. So I was like, I'm gonna just trust God. So we prayed about it, and we prayed about it, and I knew what God was saying, but I had to let him come around to his own from God. I wasn't gonna just move and quit my job without him also hearing from God, because we are one, right? As you're married. So eventually I did quit my job. And that was the story that I tell, was that obedience to that scary thing to let go of something that I was holding on so tightly for. That was my security. Money was my security, right? But I didn't trust God fully in that way. So then it made me trust God fully in that way. And we haven't been in lack. We went to Disney this year. Like we haven't worried for anything. My business has been growing because I'm trusting God with it. I'm not trusting myself. And I was like, if I, my mindset had to change too. If I am God's child, and if I'm partnering with God in this business, and God told me to make this business in this way, what do I have to worry about? It's on God then. I don't have to worry about the money. I don't have to worry about the people coming in. That is his business. My job is to just stay obedient, do what he's telling me to do, and the rest is on him. Although that is scary because, you know, we like to make our own things happen. But once I did that, I realized, oh, God is real. God is the God of abundance. God is going to help me and save me and do all these things. And I don't have to worry about any of that anymore. So that is my testimony story, because when you trust God fully, he will come through every single time. Every single time.
Exactly. I love that. And there's so many, I know you said it was about obedience, but there's so many underlining lessons in it. Not just only obedience, but trust, right? Having to trust. There was even a story about unity, being one with your husband, and your one and your husband have to being on the same page with your decision. There's faith in not seeing it, right? You have to step forward before you see it. So there's so many levels and lessons to that story that someone can take away from it. Maybe someone needs to hear more about having faith, right? So they will hang on to that faith part of the story. Maybe someone needs to hear more about that obedience piece, so they're hanging on to the obedience. Maybe someone's in a season of not trusting, so that trusting part of the story will resonate. So I love as you shared the story, there were different elements of it that various people could capture and say, hey, that's a message for me because I'm not trusting, or hey, that's a message for me because I'm in a season where I haven't necessarily been obedient, or hey, that's a message for me because I've been lacking faith. So I think that's a really great thing about stories too. It may be a different thing for each person that they pull out of the story, but the importance, as you said, is wielding your story, sharing your story, sharing your testimony. What people get out of it, you don't know, but you know there's a ripple effect, right? And you know that it is an impact, and that's what's most important. And that's why you need to wield your story and not waste your story. So I love that. So I want to end on this one question. What one thing would you suggest to someone to step into the power of their story? There may be someone listening to the summit or listening to this session, and they know they have a story. You know, they know they've been through something that's their testimony that can help someone else overcome, but maybe they're nervous, you know, maybe they're scared, whatever that thought, feeling, or emotion is that they're going through, they just haven't stepped into fully the power of this story. What would be that one word, maybe one phrase, or one thought that you would share with them in order to help them to step into the power of their story?
Practice it. Not practice it in front of people. Practice it in front of God. Record yourself saying your story. Write it down. All of these things help. When the first time I told a story about my dad going to jail, I was terrified that people would judge me. And then I realized, then I kept saying it to God. I got easier with telling the story. It got easier when I was talking to God about it. It got easier when I was no longer attached to the story and it was something that's part of my timeline, but it's not me. So like the more you practice it, and I almost wouldn't practice it in front of people until you get comfortable knowing that people are going to have adverse reactions to it, because sometimes we're too close at first. So just practice telling your story to God on paper, on a video that you leave in your phone, whatever it is, so that way you can be ready when it's time to share that story.
Yeah, I love that. Great tip. Practice telling your story. Practice it. So you've offered the audience and the attendees of this summit a free download, and it's the Seven Figure Systems Lab. Tell us a little bit more about the Seven Figure Systems Lab, what they can expect to get with that.
Yeah, so I have a seven-figure system like a framework which tells you exactly what you need to do at every level of business that you're in. So if you're 0 to 100K, this is what you need. And it goes all the way up to $1 million in revenue per year. And so as you're walking through that, it'll tell you how to like it's a an auditing tool. It will tell you your next steps. It will tell you some different products that you need, and it's also got a video series as well. So if you are like looking to grow your business, it doesn't matter what your business is. If it's a kingdom business, these are all practical strategies on how to do that. So go
Yeah.
ahead and download that. It's free. It's so good.
Yes. Absolutely take advantage of that. And for those of you that haven't already opted into VIP, what Jeanette is offering for VIP is the Kingdom Warrior Boot Camp, KWB. So tell us a little bit more about what the VIPers are going to be getting.
Yeah, so you're going to get VIP access to the boot camp. So I run the boot camp every 6 to 8 weeks, and this is how you know exactly what you're supposed to do in your business from God. Like, we're going to go through the seven figure systems framework together. We're going to talk about how to know if you're striving, how to know if you're completely surrendered, and to rearrange some of those things. Sometimes we do things in business because Amy Porterfield said it or somebody else said it. But what is God actually asking you to do for your business, for the people you're assigned to? So we cut through all the noise, we get right to it, and it is fire.
Awesome. I love that. So get that support for the seven figure system by actually getting into the Kingdom Warrior boot camp. And that is only for our VIPers. So if you haven't already gotten your VIP access, make sure you upgrade, up level, and get into VIP so you can get access to the Kingdom Warrior boot camp, KWB. Well, I did want to ask you one other thing. How can people connect with you? So outside of the summit, if they want to reach out to you, share a little bit more about the work that you do, and then specifically how people can connect with you.
You can go to my YouTube, JeanettePeterson.com/YouTube, or my website, JeanettePeterson.com. And I hang out mostly these days on Facebook Messenger. I'm in my own DMs. Nobody else is in there. So send me a DM, girl.
Okay, awesome. So go to her website, connect with her on Facebook. Just make sure you reach out to Jeanette Peterson. Well, thank you so much, Jeanette, for being on the Power of Your Story Summit.
Thank you for listening to this session of the Power of Your Story Virtual Summit. If you haven't already, be sure to listen to the daily prayer at the top of the page and make sure you check out the daily challenge. The challenges are specific to each category and are located at the bottom of the page. Are you thinking that you won't be able to listen to, learn from, or enjoy each of the 24 interview sessions? No worries. Simply upgrade to the Power of Your Story All Access Premium Pass. You'll get lifetime access to all 24 recordings, plus the Power of Your Story swag bag worth over $2,555. There's no better time than right now to create and promote your story and skyrocket your business, and you'll have access to the tools you need forever. Click the link to upgrade right here on the page. Thank you again, and stay tuned for the next speaker.